Morning, everybody.
想都能听得见哈。
Can you all hear us?
好，我们先一起来读一处的圣经。
Let's first read together a portion of scripture.
我们来读旧约。旧约有一本书叫哈巴谷书，是一本先知书。
A book in the Old Testament is called Habakkuk, and Habakkuk is one of the books of the prophets.
我们中间因为有福音朋友，网上有福音朋友，为了他们方便呢，我们还是把这个我们要读的圣经打在这上面哈。第一张 slide。
For the sake of convenience for our friends who are here and online, we're going to project the Bible verses onto the screen.
哈巴谷书不是特别好找啊，在旧约快靠近最后的了。
Habakkuk is not an easy book to find. It's towards the end of the Old Testament.
我们先来读第一节，第一章第一节到第四节。
We're going to read chapter 1, verses 1 to 4.
第一章的第一节，他一开始说，先知哈巴谷所得的默示。
Chapter 1, verse 1, the oracle which Habakkuk, the prophet, saw.
接下来所有一章、二章、三章都是讲这个默示啊。
And then the following verses in chapter 2 and chapter 3 are all about what he saw.
他说，先知说，耶和华啊，我呼求你，你不应允，要到几时呢？我因强暴哀求你，你还不拯救。
Prophet says, How long, O Lord, will I call for help, and you will not hear? I cry out to you violence, yet you do not save.
你为何使我看见罪孽？你为何看着奸恶而不理呢？毁灭和强暴在我面前，又起了争端和相争的事。
Why do you make me see iniquity and cause me to look on wickedness? Yes, destruction and violence are before me. Strife exists and contention arises.
因此，律法放松，放松也就是说，没有人去遵守法律了啊。公理也不显明，恶人围困义人，所以。公理显然颠倒。
Therefore, the law is ignored. In the Chinese translation, it says relax, which means no one's really paying attention to it. And justice is never upheld, for the wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, justice comes out perverted.
公理颠倒，也就是说，这个社会在那个当时的那个社会再也没有公义、公平的事情。
And justice coming out perverted means that at that time, the society, there was no justice, there was no fairness.
好，我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
我们在天上的神，宇宙的主宰者、创造者。
A God who is in heaven, the one who created the heavens and the earth.
我们感谢你，你今天眷顾我们每一个人，把我们一同召聚在这里。
We thank you that you've gathered each and every one of us here together.
要来更多的认识你。
So that we can know more of you.
你也要把我们带到更高之地。
And you are going to bring us to higher ground.
相信你要对今天来到你面前每一个还在寻求你的人心中讲话。
We believe that you will speak to everyone who is still looking for you today.
但愿每一个人都能听见你的声音。
Would everyone be able to hear your voice?
能够被带到更高之地。
And to be brought to higher ground.
父啊，我们实在是要感谢赞美你，把荣耀归给你。
Father, we want to give you praise and thanks and give you all the glory.
这样祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 我们大部分人都可能都听说过哈，在1948年5月14号，以色列这个国家复国了。
Most of us have heard that on May 14th in 1948, the nation of Israel was reformed.
我不知道中国哈，至少在西方，这是件非常大的事情。
I don't know about those in China, but in the West, this was a big news.
因为以色列这个国家已经灭亡了近2600年。
Because this nation of Israel had been destroyed for about 2,600 years already.
大家想想看，这么小的一个。民族一个国家啊，如果相比我们美国相比中国来说太小了，对吧？在中东一个很小的地方。
If you compare it to a country or a nation like China or America, this was a very small people, a very small nation.
竟然灭亡2600年以后，竟然能够复国。
And then to be able to be reformed to 2600 years later.
真的是个大的神迹奇事。
This is actually a great miracle.
因为你对比历史上很多非常伟大的帝国，你就知道，完全是不一样的。
And if you take a look at history, you know that their end is actually very different from many other great empires.
比如我们都知道，巴比伦，对吧？巴比伦、亚述，还有包括今天的什么埃及啊，这些巴比伦、亚述、玛雅这些，我们这些国家都早就没了，那么大的一个帝国啊，都没了。
For example, great empires like the Babylonians, Assyrians, Egypt, these all great empires are no more.
今天的埃及好像提到了，埃及你知道今天的埃及人住在埃及的地方，埃及人根本不是原来什么法老那个时候的埃及人，完全是不同的民族。
You know that today's Egyptians are not the same people as ancient Egyptians when the pharaohs ruled.
Right. 甚至包括印度在内，你知道印度现在我们都知道古印度的人和现在印度人很大的差别的。
And the same applies to, for example, the nation of India. We know that the ancient Indians and today's modern world are very different.
现在的印度人大部分都是亚利安人，就是 Aryan.
And for example, most of modern day Indians today are of Aryan descent.
所以历史学家非常好奇，为什么以色列这个弹丸之地，这么小的一个民族，列王王国两千年，这个民族被分散到全世界各地，竟然能够重新召聚在一起复国。
And so it is very peculiar in history that the Israelite nation, a small nation who was destroyed for over 2,000 years and its people spread throughout the corners of the earth, could suddenly become reformed.
那在从历史学家的角度或者从人的角度来看啊，那是因为他们有宗教信仰维系了他们这个民族。
So from the human perspective, it could be because that they were held together by this religious belief.
但是如果你是从圣经啊，从神的眼中来看的话。
But if you look at it from a biblical perspective or God's perspective.
原来以色列这个民族被宇宙的万物的创造者主宰者把它分别出来。
It's because God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, has separated them out.
好像把他们放在一个很高的地方，一个高处。让全世界的人都能看见得见他们，因为他们是神独一的真神，唯一的神的见证。
It's as if God has separated them out, put them on this higher ground so that all can see, because they are the witness to the one true God.
那今天我们要讲的这个题目哈，哈巴谷书这个我们的题目叫做稳行高处。
So the topic from today's for today from the book of Habakkuk is called Walk on High Places.
因为来取自于哈巴谷书，我们待会会看见最后的一节，哈巴谷这个书最后的一节圣经。
Because the last verse is in the book of Habakkuk.
你知道哈巴谷啊，或者哈巴谷书写的年代，正好是以色列马上就要灭亡的时代。
You know that the time the book of Habakkuk was written is just about when the nation of Israel was going to be destroyed.
也就是在以色列或者说，其实准确来说不是以色列，那个时候以色列已经分成两个国家了。北国叫以色列，已经早在一百多年前就已经灭亡了。
To be accurate, actually, it wasn't the kingdom, nation of Israel, because Israel had been split into two kingdoms, and the northern kingdom called Israel had already been destroyed for about 100 years.
最后剩下的这个南面，这个叫南国叫犹大，后来犹太人就是从那儿出来啊，犹大还剩在那儿。
And what remained was a southern kingdom named Judah, and this is where the term Jewish comes from later.
Right. 也就是这个写这个书的年那个时间就大概是在最后的二十年左右的时间，哈巴谷写下了这本书，或者那个时候他活着。
And so this book, Habakkuk, was written about in the last 20 years of the nation of Judah's existence.
Right. 我们都知道在那个时间呢，犹大这个国家哈，还是以色列人呢，他们连续都已经换了四个君王。
We know that at that time, this kingdom of Judah, the Israelites, they switched kings about four times already.
但是每一个君王在神的眼里都是非常恶的君王。
But every king in the eyes of God did evil.
而且那个时候犹大国通过上下都在犯罪啊，从祭司、从君王、祭司一直到百姓啊，他们都在做很作恶多端。
And we know that the entire nation of Israel, from the king to the priest, the people, were sinning.
就是哈巴谷在这所描述的哈，全境都是强暴罪孽，然后不断的这儿又起了争端，那儿又开始斗起来了，这个整个国家就是这个状态。
Just as Habakkuk describes in his scripture, in the scripture, that everywhere there was violence and destruction, and then there was strife, and then before long there was fighting.
所以大家可以想象，在这么一个情形的里面，那么这个国家的这个法律就没有人在遵守了，公理、什么公平正义啊、良心道德都没了，对吧？
So you can imagine that this time there was no law upheld, there's no fairness, there's no justice, there's no kindness.
可以想象得到好人在这样一个社会的里面，这样一个时代里面，这个好人是最吃亏的。所以这个哈巴谷说，就是恶人围困义人，义人就是好人啊。因为好人在这样的时代里面一定是吃大亏的，因为坏人多了多了嘛。
And so you can imagine that a good person during this time was suffering a lot. Even Habakkuk wrote that the wicked surrounded the righteous. And you can just imagine the suffering of a good person.
我们都知道在这个时候呢，神其实还是差派先知，不光是哈巴谷，还有耶利米这样的先知，差去告诉他们，警告他们，结果他们根本藐视神的话，也根本就讥笑先知。
We know that at that time God was still sending prophets to this people, Habakkuk including Jeremiah, but the people despised the prophets and mocked his word.
你知道这个先知哈巴谷看到这些的时候，痛心疾首，他非常愤怒，就开始把他的愤怒转向神了。
And you know that Habakkuk, this prophet Habakkuk, when he saw this, started to be angry within himself, and he was heartbroken and he was loathing this situation, and so then he turned his wrath towards God.
因为他眼睛里边眼睛看的都是罪恶，这个时候他唯一转向神，对神开始抱怨。
Because all he saw in his eyes was wickedness, and so he started and he turned and complained to God.
他在这说，他说我呼求你，你为什么？他对神说，你为什么不答应允我呢
？And he says to God, I called out for you, but why did you not hear?
然后我哀求你，希望你能拯救，你却不拯救。
I cried out to you to save us, but yet you do not save us.
然后他最后跟神说，你为什么要，就算你不拯救，你不听我的，但你至少不要让我看见这些眼不见心不烦，对不对？
And then he said, even if you do not save us, then why do you make me look upon the wickedness?
这是哈巴谷年代的时代的情形，那我们今天这个时代呢？
And so this was the situation during Habakkuk's time, but what about us today?
是不是也觉得到处都是罪恶，都是强暴，都是灾难？
Do we see that everywhere around us it is sin and violence and disasters?
我不是大家感觉，反正我现在感觉好像都是人心惶惶的样子。
I feel like right now it's very a chaotic time.
因为我们都知道，我们刚刚才经过三年的疫情啊，在美国算是差不多了。但是如果你是从大陆来的，你就知道，其实大陆还是非常严的。
And so we are upcoming. We are just coming out of probably 3 years of a pandemic.
也没有完全 come on， 对吧？然后呢，接下来就是在美国特别啊，我不知道别的地方呢，通货膨胀也好，然后最近极端的这个炎热的天气，对吧？我想大家都有感受。
And so we are not completely out of the pandemic yet, and also lately, you can feel the effects of the hot climate.
Yeah, exactly. 我们都知道还有俄乌战争在那儿，对不对
？And then there is the Russian-Ukraine war.
然后我们从中国来的，我们都知道，现在美国和中国之间那个意识形态和制度之争，非常激烈啊！我相信这个事情是解决不没有解的，一定会一直争下去，最终会怎么样，我们都不知道。
And those of us from China know that there is a fierce confrontation between the American and Chinese ideologies. I don't think this is going to resolve anytime soon.
所以最近就是在这个月，联合国秘书长发出这样一个警告。他说我们前所未有的，他在联合国大会上讲，前所未有的感觉到这个世界离毁灭非常近。
And so all of these situations has caused the United Nations Secretary General to make a statement that never before have we been so close to total destruction.
Right, 因为就是一个人，某一个人，当然是在上面的啊，的一个误判或者误解，就可能导致整个世界在核战争中被毁灭。
He said that we are just one misunderstanding or one miscalculation away from total annihilation.
我们都知道大家现在特别依赖手机和社交媒体，对吧？
And we all know that now, right now, we are all very hooked into the social media.
这个社交媒体一方面确实非常方便，让我们看见了很多过去根本看不见的各种各到处全世界各地的那种罪恶。
On one hand,
公不义啊。
On one hand, social media is very convenient, but also lets us see across the world all the different wickedness that's happening.
但是社交媒体上 平台上面充满了暴力啊，那个恐怖，那个可以说是谩骂的言语，对不对？所以我现在已经从很多那个社交媒体中退出来了，你太多这种很肮脏丑陋的言语了。
And there's just too much violence and extreme things that we can see on social media. And so actually, I have removed myself from social media recently because there's just too much of this.
在这些所有这些事情中，我们很难去辨明啊，因为社交媒体上谎言多得不得了，对不对？假消息多得不了，我们很难知道什么是正义的，什么是邪恶的，什么是对，什么是非，对吧？
And so because there's just so much going on social media, it's hard for us to distinguish what's truth or what's rumors, what's good or what's wrong.
当然我们没办法准确地和先知哈巴谷时代比较，因为他没有具体地讲一些事情，我们当然知道我们现在发生什么事，但是有一件事情我们会有同样的感觉。
So maybe difficult to exactly compare our time with Habakkuk's time because his time wasn't recorded exactly, but there's one thing that we can compare.Or we can feel
the feeling on the sanding. 就是当我们看见那些愤怒出现在我们的眼前的时候，啊，我们实在是我们是非常愤怒的，看到罪恶出现在我们眼前。
Is that when we see wickedness or sin in front of us, we can feel angry?
Right. 就是前不久啊，不是我们大家都知道，大陆发生一个在唐山烧烤店。
For example, not too long ago, most of us may know this news that in a barbecue joint in Tansang.
对对，唐山 yes. 有几个女的在那儿吃饭，有几个年轻女的，结果被一群那个男的哈啊痛打，就是因为去挑逗他们，就痛打他们。我觉得差不多把他们都快打死了的样子。当时我相信看见的人没有一个人不愤怒。
There were a couple of young women who were eating there who were then assaulted and nearly beaten to death by a group of young men. I think everyone who saw the video was angered.
对，我根本就没法往下看，看到后面我简直就是已经痛苦得不得了。
And even I couldn't finish watching the video because halfway through, I felt horrible.
当然知道今天我们还不知道这么一件简单的事情结局在哪里。
But even until today, we don't know the conclusion of such a simple thing.
也许官方为了让大家，因为这个愤怒太大了，为了平息这个愤怒，就干脆就不告诉你们，这样好一些。否则的话，说不定引起更大的骚乱。
It may be because that this caused such an uproar that government won't tell us what happens in fear of causing even more disturbances.
你知道吗？有时候当我们看见一些罪恶的时候，到一个地步，以至于可能我们会做出非常极端的行为来。
And so, you know that when we see such acts or such violence, we can.
Extreme action.
And we see such extreme actions.
We will act.
So we will react in such an extreme way as well.
最近我看到一个故事，就是我们都知道第二次世界大战在南京发生大屠杀的事，对吧？
And recently, I read a story. We're all familiar with the massacre of Nanjing during World War II.
就是那个日本的军国主义啊，在南京，因为他攻占了南京以后，大屠杀在那。
It's when the Japanese military occupied Nanjing and committed atrocities there.
其中有一个美国宣教士，他的名字叫魏飞，那叫魏飞魏特林。
There's actually an American missionary there. Her name was Wilhelmina.
Right, Minnie. 对，他当时哈一直在南京，在大屠杀的期间，他就在南京。
And she stayed the entire time in Nanjing, and she was in the midst of it.
那他的日记里边记载，当时他所看见的很多事情。他因为他是在一个叫金陵女子学院里面做传教士。
And she recorded all of these events in her diary, and she was the president of Jinling College.
Right. 他在那儿收留了非常成千上万甚至上万的那些逃难的妇女们啊，因为他是女子学院，接到他那边去，因为他是美国的学校嘛，所以日本兵不敢随便进来。
And she accepted over thousands of women and children refugees into her college, and because it was American run, so the Japanese wouldn't go arbitrarily go trespassing.
当然，后来日本兵因为他们要发泄他们的兽欲，就强制性的要这个传教士把中间的一些妇女交给他们。
But eventually, the Japanese military demanded that many turn over some of the women and refugees.
They want to rape them, right?
To rape them.
但他就没办法，最后呢他只能把一些本身是妓女的妇女拿出去，大概有一百多只，我不知道一百还是两百，没办法交给日本兵，否则日本兵就要攻占进来，那更多的妇女就会受伤，所以他就给了日本兵啊，任由他们去走。
And so eventually she had no choice but to give either 100 or 200 of these women to the military, otherwise the military would come in and hurt even more of the women there.
他看到这些这个暴行的时候，他非常痛苦。他精神失常了，后来回到马上就在1941年，他就要求回美国。
And so after these things happened, she was affected very much so by what she saw of the rape. And then in 1941, she requested to return to America.
他回到美国，本来他还想再回到中国等他医治好病以后，但是他得了非常深度的忧郁症，最后在伊利诺伊把那个。
Oh, and originally she had expected to return to China after she recovered, but then she suffered a very severe bout of depression, and then in Illinois.
他在最后的日记中写到，他说：“我非常爱中国，我希望能够回到去继续在那儿传福音。”
Even in the end, she wrote in her diary that I really love China and I want to go back to continue to preach the gospel.
但他那个那些罪行的事情一直在他眼睛浮现，他不信啊，他实在没办法，他把煤气罐开开自杀了。
But she would always see before her eyes all the wickedness and evil deeds that occurred. In the end, she couldn't take it, and she committed suicide via shock.
当如果我们也，我想我们都是这样的。如果我们能够看见眼前正在发生非常大的罪恶的事情，那个时候我们真的，我们可能就做出非常不理智的行为。
And I think that we would be the same if we constantly saw all of this evil and wickedness occurring. We may not be able to handle it.
在这里呢，这个哈巴谷他认识神。
But in here, the Habakkuk, he knew God.
他知道神是主宰一切的，有在他有公平，有正义。
He knew that God was the ruler of all, that he was righteous and he was just.
所以他来到神的面前，要神给他做一个，给他一个解释。
So he came to God and wanted God to give him an explanation.
为什么啊？你不阻止这些罪恶的发生啊？我们今天也是做同样的事的吧？有时候看见罪恶的时候，我们也会去问神，为什么你不让这些事情发生？你知道神怎么回答吗？
And so he said to God, "Why do you let these iniquities happen?" And isn't that the same for us? We often turn to God and say, "Why do you let these bad things happen?"
但是我们想象
的 so, so how did God reply?
Yeah, 我们想象的就是应该是天打五雷轰，把这些人都弄死，对吧？雷击死。
So we think that it should be thunder and lightning from heaven that will destroy all these wickedness.
但是神的答案有一点出乎先知的预料。
But God's response actually exceeded or was different from the prophet's expectation.
好不好？我们来看下第二处的圣经啊，下一章。
Let's look at the second passage of the Bible.
这是神对哈巴谷的问题的回答。
And this is God's reply to Habakkuk's question.
第五节哈，第一章第五节。
Chapter 1 verse 5.
耶和华说，你们要向列国中观看，大大惊奇，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
So Jehovah says, look among the nations, observe, be astonished, wonder, because I am doing something in your days, you would not believe if you were told.
我必兴起加勒底人，就是那残忍暴躁之民，通行遍地，占据那不属自己的住处。
For behold, I am raising up the Chaldeans, that fierce and impetuous people who march throughout the earth to seize dwelling places which are not theirs.
神告诉哈巴谷说，我要兴起更残暴的巴比伦人来对付犹大的罪恶。
And so God tells Habakkuk that I am going to raise and even the Chaldeans who are even more evil to confront the evil of Judah.
哦，这下这哈巴谷一听，这不对吧？对不对？哈巴谷肯定会有这样的反应，因为对。
So when Habakkuk heard this, his reaction must be, this isn't right.
所以你看哈巴谷的回答，从第十二节到十三节哈，耶和华我的神呢、啊，我的圣者，你是圣洁的，对吧？你不是从亘古就有的吗？他开始在问神，你应该是不是这样的人呢、啊？不是这样的神啊！
And so,
我们不至于死，对不起，我们念，我们必不致死啊！耶和华呀，你派定他就是加勒底人，为要刑罚人， 磐石啊，你设立他做为要惩治人。
And so Habakkuk replies in verse 12, Are you not from everlasting, O Lord my God, my Holy One? Basically saying, this shouldn't be so because you are holy. And goes on and says, We will not die. You, O Lord, have appointed them to judge, them being the Chaldeans. You and you, O Rock, have established them to correct.
13节，你眼目清洁，不看邪僻，不看奸恶，行诡诈，你为何看着不理呢？恶人吞灭比自己公义的，你为何静默不语？
Your eyes are too pure to approve evil, and you cannot look on wickedness with favor. Why do you look with favor on those who deal treacherously? Why are you silent when the wicked swallow up those more righteous than they?
Right. 因为在哈巴谷的眼里面，如果要对比巴比伦人来说，我们犹大人虽然一大堆罪恶，但是我们还对相对来说，我们还算是个好人呢，义人就是好人呢。那巴比伦的帝国的那正更坏，对吧？
And so Habakkuk is saying is, well, compared to the Babylonian Empire, we, Judah, are not that bad. Babylonians were much more evil.
所以第二章的第一节哈，我要站在守望所，立在望楼上观看，看耶和华对我说什么话，我可用什么话向他诉冤。
And so in chapter 2, verse 1, Habakkuk says, I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me and how I may reply when I am reproved.
哇，那个先知就说，那你这个答案我绝对不满意，对吧？你还兴起更恶的人来对付我们，我们至少比那些人还好一些吧。所以哈巴谷说，我现在要等等，看你怎么样再跟我做解释，我现在想不通。
And so Habakkuk basically was saying that this answer is not satisfactory. Why would you use a more evil Babylonian people to come against Judah, who are comparatively not that bad? So then he's saying, I'm going to stand here and receive how you reply to this one.
你知道吗？巴比伦哈，巴比伦分为古巴比伦和新巴比伦，它两个时期。古巴比伦在哈巴谷的年代已经灭亡了1100多年了，也就是说那个国家早就不存在了。
And you know that the Babylonian Empire could be split between the old or ancient Babylon and then the new Neo-Babylon. And the old Babylon had already been destroyed for about 1100 years.
新巴比伦被崛起啊，这个地方叫新巴比伦被崛起，它的统治者就是加勒底人。
And so when New Babylon or the new Neo-Babylonian Empire was formed, its main, it was mainly made up of Canaanites.
Yeah, the ruler is the Chaldeans.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's Chaldeans.
The new ruler of the Babylonian.
The new ruler of New Babylon was Chaldeans.
这个民族有个很多有很大的几个特点。
And this has a couple of particular points.
他们非常喜欢领土啊，积领土，视领土如命，到处去扩张，到处去占领土。
And so these people were peculiar in that they were very obsessed with territory.
Right.
And so they went everywhere to gain territory.
所以他们因为要占更多的领土，是因为他们对武力非常崇尚的，非常暴力的民族。
And because you had to fight to gain territory, they were very they advocated for military power.
所以他们后来就成了整个欧亚大陆一个最大的、最辉煌的帝国——巴比伦帝国。所以今天我们在讲巴比伦，实际上是这个巴比伦。
And so that's how they became such a vast empire. And that Babylon that we refer to today is this new Babylon.
你想想，如果是邻居的小国，要是站在这样一个大帝国的面前，肯定很害怕，对吧？那是给我们带来灾难了。
And so you can understand how such a small nation, when faced with such a large empire, may be very frightened, and they will think that this is bringing us disaster.
所以大家觉得有点像谁？是不是像今天我们这个时代的俄国？是不是？
And so can you think of something similar in today's time? Doesn't it remind you of Russia?
Yeah, 因为它今天在地上最大的国家就是俄国嘛，对吧？领土最多的。
The nation with the largest territory today is Russia.
我们中国人把俄国人叫做，当然我们现在中国人现在跟俄国很好，但是还是把他们叫做什么战斗民族，对不对 ？Fighting people.
Okay. Well, while relations between China and Russia are very good today, we still sometimes call them a fighting people.
对 right. They're always fighting, right? Always want to take the territory from to them. 但是我不是我在这没告诉大家谁对谁错哈，要这样说就麻烦了。
No, I'm not here.
你们自己去决定去。
I'm not here to tell you who's right or who's wrong. That is for you to decide on your own.
我们都知道哈，不管我们一个国家也好，民族也好，个人也好，我们在地上都会经历各种各样的灾难，对不对？
And you know, whatever nation, people, or country that we belong to, we will all experience some hardships or disasters.
我们人一般觉得哦，这是偶然发生的而已，不管是天灾还是人祸，都是你遇到了，你运气不好。
We may feel that oh, these things happen occasionally, whether a natural disaster or man-made disasters. It's by coincidence we meet them. But
但是在圣经里面啊，所有的灾难都不是偶然的。
But in the Bible, all of the disasters are handmade.
Yes, 有两个原因。
For two reasons.
第一个原因啊，灾难不管是天灾人祸啊，都是从人的罪来的。
One is that whether from a natural disaster or a man-made disaster, it all comes from or is caused by man's sin.
Right. 比如说，举个很简单的例子，亚当夏娃生的第一个儿子叫该隐啊，长子就把他的次子亚伯给杀了，这是完全是出自于罪恶嫉妒。
I'll give a very simple example. For example, Adam and Eve's eldest son Cain murdered his younger brother Abel, and that was entirely because of sin.
Right. 我们都知道亚当夏娃他们不相信神的话，相信魔鬼撒旦的话，就犯罪了，对吧？
And we know that Adam and Eve they did not believe God's word, but instead believed the devil's word, and so they sinned.
所以从亚当夏娃出来的人，包括今天我们所有在座的，我们生下来我们就是罪人，我们就有罪的天性。这个意思。
And so all those who are descended from Adam and Eve, including us today, have a sinful nature. We are born sinners.
这个罪恶天性啊，我们后天不管你去信什么宗教信仰啊，去修行啊，或者教育，是改不了的。这天性在里面。
And this sinful nature is unchangeable. It is within you, no matter what profession or what religion you subscribe to later.
Right, we cannot change it, right? 这是为什么哈？我们现在看西方这个政治制度的设计，就有一定的原因。因为西方它毕竟是基于圣经这个信仰的哈，主要来说。
And so why is this? We can look at it from a Western perspective, and we do that because the Western world is believes in the Bible and God.
Right. So 他们有一个政府之间有个权力的制约，所谓三权分立哈。
啊。
三权。Three branches of government. Yeah, they want each other to restrict.
So in the Western world, there's three branches of the government, so they can all balance each other.
因为他们觉得那些掌握公权力的那些政府官员哈、啊、非常可怕，因为他一旦有权力了，然后呢，他又是个就是里边伸出是个坏人，那他干什么事就不知道了，对吧？
And so,
所以要治愈他，要权力要治愈他。
Because they feel that a single source of power, authoritarian government, is very frightening because that one power for person has a sinful nature within them.
Yeah, everybody, right. 所以呢，这个当我们都知道，一旦是这个罪性啊，我们每个人都有罪性在里面哈、啊，我们都是罪人。但是如果没有犯出来呢，那个罪性没有表现成罪行呢，我们还是一个个的好人，对吧？因为别人也看不见，我们确实也没有做坏事啊。对吧？我们就所以今天圣经上说，我们说我们是罪人的时候，我们不承认，因为我是个好人，我没做罪行呢，对吧？
And so we may feel today that even though we have a sinful nature within us, if it's not manifested, if I don't do evil acts, then I'm still a pretty good person. And so that's why it's hard for us to accept that we are sinners because we haven't acted out any sins.
Yes, exactly. 但是一旦这个罪行要做出来了哈，如果是个人呢，影响。也就杀几个人嘛，但是很大的罪对他那个人来说啊。但是如果是这个罪行是一个民族、一个国家犯出来的，一个团体犯出来，就不得了了。
And so if the sinful nature manifests itself individually, at worst, maybe you murder or you kill a couple of people, and that's the extent of the repercussions. But if an entire nation sins, the repercussions are great.
Yeah, 比如说像纳粹德国屠杀，这个日本军国主义屠杀，那个就是他们以国家的名义，那更可怕的还是以宗教的名义屠杀，对吧？杀了以后你还觉得自己挺好。
For example, when Japanese occupied Nanjing and the Nanjing massacre happened, they did it in the name of Japan, their nation. And then even today, I mean, even also the Chinese, when they do acts of evil in the name of
I'm talking the religious people.
Or religious people.
Killing on behalf of the faith. That's it's even more.
So all these are caused by men's sin or men's sinful nature.
但是其实还有一个原因, 啊, 这是我们常常不太注意到的, 就是来自于神。
And there's also another reason that we don't often think about, and that is
from God.
So for example, natural disasters coming from God, the story of Noah and the flood, that was clearly from God, and also the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, two famous cities, by fire and brimstone. It may have been a volcanic eruption, but this is clearly stated it is from God.
当然有时候啊，我们都知道这是神对人的罪的审判的缘故嘛。我们都知道有时候当一个灾难来临的时候，有时候很难说是从神来的还是人的罪的，或者说两个都有。
We know in those examples that it was a judgment from God, but oftentimes when we experience disasters, it's hard for us to determine whether it's a judgment from God
directly from God, or from ourselves.
So a very simple example is the pandemic that we are living through. So is this a man-made disaster or is this judgment from God? No one dares to say for sure.
我们叫神用天灾，但是神也用撒旦，你知道吧？神用撒旦。
We know that God uses natural disasters, but did you know God also uses Satan?
比如说一个约伯一个很好的很有名的故事，约伯啊，圣经有个很有名的故事叫约伯记。
There's a very famous story and a book in the Bible called Job.
神借着撒旦，要来引导约伯，让约伯经历很多的灾难。
And so God allowed Satan to put many calamities onto Job.
Right, so discipline or training. 这约伯经历了很多灾难，但是神有一个更好的目的，不要让约伯只注视于地上。 神给他的这个财富这些祝福，要让神能够认识天上的神，把他带到更高之地。
But God had a good reason for allowing Job to suffer so much, is so that Job would not just look at his riches on earth, but that he would know the God in heaven, and that he could be brought to a higher ground.
我们都知道，当世界末日来临的时候，在这个地上。 The end of the world is coming.
So we know that the end of time is coming.
撒旦和他的跟随者会被释放出来，放出来。
And during that time, Satan and all of his followers would be released.
因为今天还有拦阻他，但是一旦那个拦阻拿开，他们就会出来迷惑天下，带来我们人类前所未有的灾难。
And so right now they are currently restrained, but in the end times the restraints will be lifted and they will bring about much confusion and chaos to the world.
这些都是神用天灾，用撒旦给人类，因为人的罪，或者说为着一些特别人的缘故，带来很多的灾难。还有一个就是用人祸，神也用人祸。
And so all of these are disasters that God brings about, or the natural disasters or sufferings. But then also there's another type, which is man-made disasters.
比如说在这儿，巴比伦要灭犹大，好像对人看来，这就是巴比伦把犹大给灭了嘛，是人祸，但是也是出自于神的。
But sometimes things are seemingly human-made. For example, Babylon trying to annihilate Judah. It looks like it is a man-made disaster, but in actuality, it was God behind it.
所以先知非常不理解，你怎么可能用更恶的人来对付我们？看起来虽然恶，但是没有巴比伦恶呀。 对吧？你为什么神？你为什么要这样做？
And so the prophet could not understand that why God, why would you use a more evil empire, Babylon, to confront us, who are comparatively not as bad?
不要说先知怀疑不相信，当时的犹太人啊，当时那个时候的犹太人没有一个人相信这件事情，几乎没有一个人相信。
Not only was it the prophet who didn't believe this, but at that time, so the people during that time, none of them believed this either.
Not none of them. Most. Right?
Most did not believe this would happen.
耶利米就相信了，对吧？那么，那个时候呢，为什么呢？有这样的一个那个犹大人一个这样想法。当时巴比伦跟埃及刚刚打了一仗。
And so it was most did not believe this would happen. For example, Jeremiah did believe it. But why was it that most did not believe? It's because at that time, Babylon had just fought with Egypt.
Yeah, 因为他去想要侵占，因为他是想要侵占更多的领土，给埃及跑到埃及去跟埃及法老打，结果打败了啊！那是尼布甲尼撒呢，当时是世界上最伟大的君王啊，但是打败了。
So at that time, Babylon went and fought with Egypt because they wanted to gain Egypt's territory, but they lost.
所以说那个时候你知道，我们今天说吃老虎对吧？我们以为是我们中国人发明的，不是，在那个时候。第三在那个中东那个中那代的地方的人就把尼布甲尼撒叫做纸老虎，就像中国今天叫美国是纸老虎。其实这个原开始是从那儿开始的 ，paper tiger。
And so, do you know that at that time Babylon was considered what they called a paper tiger? We think in China that we came up with that term, but in actuality, it was used even back then.
Right. 尼布甲尼撒那个时候被称作这个纸老虎啊。当然，先知是要解要神，他又来到神面前，希望神你帮我解释为什么你要这样做，为什么要用更恶的人对付我们。
So even though they're considered paper tiger, the prophet came to God and said, "Why are you doing it in such a way? Why are you using this evil empire?"
Right. 好，我们来看下面一段，神怎么样进一步给这个哈巴谷先知解释。
So the next session, let's take a look at how does God reply to Habakkuk's inquiry.
好，我们来看第三个三章哈。第二章的第二节开始。
From chapter 2, verse 2, starting.
他就是神对我说，将这末世明明的写在板上，使读的人容易读。
Then the Lord answered me and said, record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run.
那个地方有个小字讲，谁跑谁读，就是那些人在逃命的时候还读。就知道就这个意思。
It's to say that, that even as they're running, they may are escaping, that they may read this.
Right. So 第三节，因为这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚谎。虽然迟延，还要等候，因为必然临到，不再迟。
For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens towards the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it. For it will certainly come. It will not delay.
大家注意第四节哈，第四节加勒底人就是巴比伦人哈。加勒底人自高自大，心不正直，为异人因信的生。
Behold, as for the proud one, that's the Babylonians, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith.
我们看第十四节。
And then looking at verse 14.
认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
二十节，为耶和华在他的圣殿中，全地的人都当在他的面前肃静静默。
Verse 20, but the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him.
对不起，我们要这么跳着读，原因呢，是因为我们没有时间哈。如果要整章读下来，那更完整。如果大家有时间，可以把哈巴谷书读的也不长。但是我们为着时间的缘故，我们只能跳着读一些重点就行了。
I apologize that we are jumping around in the scripture, but that's for time's sake because we don't have the time to go through the whole chapter. But if you do have time, I encourage you to read it all.
首先，神对哈巴谷的回答，也是对全以色列人、犹太人的回答。你们以为不会吗？我可以告诉你，一定会来的。
And so, God's answer to Habakkuk and also to the entire people of Israel is that you don't think this will happen. I tell you, it will happen for sure.
把它写在板上，让这些人能够看得见、看得清楚，一定会来。
Inscribe it on the tablets so everyone will know that this will certainly come.
果然，二十多年以后，大概二十。 年左右以后，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒再次来围攻耶路撒冷。
And so,
30个月啊。
So sure enough, in another 20 years, the Babylonian king again besieged Israel for about Jerusalem for about 30 months.
Yes, 30个月以后，因为你知道围的水泄不通嘛，就里边有饥荒了，整个城就破了。
And you know that so they after the besiegement, you know that nothing can get in or out, and so after 30 months, they fell.
你知道圣经甚至告诉我们，最后那场战争是在神的圣殿里边发生的。最后的那个以色列抵抗的犹太抵抗士兵被杀在圣殿里面。
You know that the last stand took place at God's temple, and the last Israelite to fight against the Babylonians was killed in the temple.
Right, so then that right, 这个那个巴比伦就把那个圣殿烧了，把耶路撒冷城墙拆了。
And so the Babylonians burned the temple, and then they destroyed the wall.
抓住了当时的君王叫西底家，他的名字。
And they captured the king at that time. His name was Zedekiah.
当着他的面，把他的所有的儿子当着他的面全部杀在他面前。
And they slaughtered all of his sons right in front of his eyes.
然后把他的两个眼睛挖了，把他用铜链锁着带去了巴比伦。
And then they gouged out his eyes and took him in bronze chains to Babylon.
当时大概历史学家统计哈，大概有四分之三的耶路撒的人被杀了，然后呢，有20,000多的人。没有杀的，把他全部掳到巴比伦。
And so historians at that time suppose that 3/4 of the Israelites were killed, and then another 200,000 were taken captive.
犹大灭亡了。
And so Judah was destroyed.
直到1948年啊，2600年以后才复国。
Until 1948, about 2,600 years later, it was reformed.
那么问题就是为什么神要用巴比伦去灭犹大？
And so the question is, why would God use Babylon to destroy Judah?
难道是为了让巴比伦获得更多的领土？
Is it so that Babylon can gain more territory?
让巴比伦伟大的复兴，对不对？我们今天常常讲，我们伟大的复兴，我们民族，我们国家，对吧？
Or is it to allow Babylon to have this great revival? We all talk about reviving a great nation.
Right. 但是圣经告诉我们，这个巴比伦，新巴比伦帝国只存在了88年。
But the Bible tells us that this new Babylonian empire only lasted about 88 years.
就彻底灭亡了。直到今天你还不知道，当然那个遗址找到了，但是这个地方那个巴比伦那个民族那个国家没了，直到今天。
And after 88 years, it was destroyed, and even to today, it no longer exists as a nation.
圣经其实在之前就预言说，巴比伦这个国家永远荒凉，没有人在居住。
And the Bible prophesies that this Babylonian nation would be destroyed and would never be rebuilt.
我们刚才念的第四节也是圣经告神说的话，加勒底人就是巴比伦人的话，自高自大，心不正直，这是这个民族。
And in verse 4 it says that behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him.
也就是说，巴比伦是个不公不义的国家。
To say that Babylon is an unrighteous and unjust nation.
圣经告诉我们，他们用人血啊。建城用罪孽开疆土。
The Bible tells us that they use human blood to build their cities and they expanded their territories with sin.
显然神绝对不是为了巴比伦而复兴。
And so God is definitely not trying to revive Babylon.
那神的目的是什么呢？
But then what is God's purpose?
这第四节告诉我们为义人因信的神。
Verse 4 tells us, but the righteous will live by his faith.
我们都知道被掳这件事情发生以后，
We know that after this event happened,
在巴比伦70年的时间，神在以色列人、犹太人中得到一批余民，我们叫做。
Within the 70 years of captivity in Babylon, God gained a remnant of the Jewish people.
这些余民单单的相信神。
This remnant believed in God alone.
他们按照圣经的预言和记载，70年以后到了巴比伦生活，70年以后离开当时最繁荣的巴比伦帝国。当时巴比伦正好是在如日中天40年左右的时候，就这些渔民 they left the
after about 40 years this remnant left Babylon
after 70 years of their captivity
after 70 years of captivity this remnant left Babylon
right 应该按照圣经的预言70年以后
according to what was prophesied in the Bible
他们回到了耶路撒冷重建圣殿重建耶路撒冷城墙
And so they went back to Jerusalem and rebuilt the temple and rebuilt the wall.
那国家还没有了，但是重建了耶路撒冷城墙和圣殿。然后他们这件事情，你知道，带下来一个历史上最人类历史上最重大的事情。
And so they, the nation was no more, but the wall and the temple were back. But you know that this brought about a very important fact in history.
The most important, 就是耶稣基督第一次来。他们预备了主耶稣基督第一次来。
The most important effect in history is that they were preparing for the first coming of our Lord Jesus.
然后呢，成就在十字架上死，成就了人类的救赎。
And then Jesus died on the cross and accomplished salvation for all of man.
你知道这个因义人因信得生这句话被新约圣经主耶稣来以后引用，在罗马书。
You know that this phrase that the righteous will live by faith was used by the Lord Jesus and is recorded in Romans.
Yes, 你知道罗马书第一章第七节又讲到说义人必因信得生，就是从这句话来的。第四节第四。
You know that in chapter 1 verse 7.In Romans, it says the righteous man shall live by faith. It's from verse 4 in Habakkuk.
你知道，罗马书在新约圣经里是非常重要的一本书，整本书都在注释这句话：什么叫做义人必因信得生
？And you know that the book of Romans is very important in the New Testament, and it constantly repeats that the righteous shall live by faith.
Yeah, to explain this one, right? 那么就说，所以如果我们要继续详细解释，就是叫。义人因信称义，就是我们这些所有的人罪人，我们因信耶稣，我们就不再是罪人了，在神眼里面就因信称义。
And so the book of Romans continues to explain this phrase, "The righteous shall live by faith," saying that once we believe in the Lord Jesus, we become righteous because of our faith.
然后因信成圣，然后在神眼里面，我们因着相信耶稣基督的救恩，我们就会成为在神眼里边一个圣洁的人。
And so once we are justified, then we can be sanctified and made holy.
然后我们因着信耶稣基督，我们就得荣耀。将来有一天，我们进到神荣耀里边，永永远远、永生啊，永远活着。
And then also because of our faith, then we can be glorified, and then eventually we will have this eternal life.
其实今天我们给各位在座传福音就是这个，这就是福音的全部。
And so this is the purpose of why we spread the gospel. This is the complete story of the gospel.
就说神借着这个耶稣十字架这个救恩啊，在今天这个世界，你知道今天世界圣经把它叫做精神的巴比伦。
And so, this is why we preach the gospel of Christ in the cross and Jesus dying on the cross. You know that today, do you know today what we refer to as New Babylon?
Yeah, spiritual Babylon, the world, yes.
Yes.
然后在这个世界里边，神得救了一大批相信耶稣基督的人，最后可以进到耶稣基督荣耀里的人。
So in the spiritual sense, the world today is Babylon, and God is calling out a people, a remnant for himself.
Right. 我们这些人最终要迎接耶稣基督的第二次回来。
And this is to prepare for the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
将来就是神的审判就会临到这个地上，然后就有一个荣耀的国度在这个地上会产生。这是对于我们今天来说。
And so for us today, God's judgment will come upon this world. Eventually, there will be a glorious new kingdom.
Right. 啊，这是神让以色列被掳到巴比伦其中的一个目的。还有第二个目的，就是我们来看刚才读的第十四节哈。就是认识耶和华的荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
So this was one purpose of why God allowed Babylon to destroy Judah. And then the second purpose is in verse 14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
我们知道人天然的信仰啊，不管你是在哪个民族哪个国家，我们天然的信仰都是多神的。我们只要是哪个拜哪个东西灵验的话，我们就信他，对吧？每一个民族毫无意外都是多神的信仰，如果你有宗教信仰的话。
And so we know that the natural tendency, no matter what religion or nation you start from, is to be polytheistic, to believe in many gods or whatever works is that what you believe in.
独一的信仰，独一神的信仰，独一真神的信仰，是从四千年前以色列的先祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们的三位先祖开始的。
To have a religion that believes in one God, that started 4,000 years ago from the Israelite ancestor Abraham.
大约在又过了差不多1500年左右的时间，借着摩西啊，然后就开始了这个犹太的旧约嘛，就是单单的侍奉耶和华独一的神，对吧？整个在迦南地就产生了以色列这个民族，这个国家就独一的神的信仰就开始正式的一个民族。
And then about 1500 years later with Moses, that's when the religion of having one God
became
a nation from that started.
那么但是呢，以色列人他由于在迦南那个地方四围都是各种民族哈，他们是多神论的信仰，所以以色列人就变成什么呢？一方面自己在独立的敬拜神，另外一方面也跟着周围的邻居去拜偶像，拜多神的东西去了。
But the Israelites were in Canaan were surrounded by many foreign nations who were all pagan or believed in many gods. And so what happened is that the Israelites ended up worshiping the one true God as well as all of the surrounding foreign gods.
这是人的天性，我们自然而然就哪个东西今天迎面我们就去灵验，我们就去信它，这很自然，以色列人也不例外。
And so this is human nature, that if something makes sense, then we would want to worship it. And the Israelites were no different.
但是神把以色列人、犹大人掳掠到巴比伦的第二个目的，就是在那个异教的环境，在那个可以拜所有偶像的环境里边，让你们去拜过够的环境里边，以色列人突然悔改了。
And so this is the other purpose of why God allowed the Israelites to be captive into Babylon, is that in that pagan environment, where you could worship every god and any god, the Israelites actually repented.
圣经说，医好了他们被盗的病，就是医好了他们喜欢去拜偶像的病，单单的来敬拜神。所以他们回归以后，他们就只拜独一的神。
And so the Bible says that it cured them of their apostasy, it cured them of wanting to worship all of these different idols, and so that when they returned, they only worshiped the one God.
你知道这件事情啊，我们今天觉得好没有什么，就是关于以色列这个国家嘛？不是的，以色列的这一个被掳回归啊，建立了独一神的这个信仰。
And so we may think that this is just an event in history that affects the Israelites, but in actuality, they brought this monotheism.
Yeah, 改变了整个人类历史的进程，我可以这样毫不夸张地说。
And I can say for sure that because of this, they changed the course of human history because of this belief in monotheism.
你知道今天全世界所有的宗教信仰，你加在一起啊，不管什么，从人的观点来看，你知道如果从人的角度来看，独一神竟然是主流。
And so if you take into account all of the religions of the world, the majority believe in the one God.
因为从人的眼光来看，今天基督教，然后伊斯兰教啊，这些都是源于犹太教嘛，犹太人的信仰嘛。所以这三大宗教加在一起是40亿人，今天全世界人口多少？70亿多一点点。40亿人竟然说他相信独一的上帝，独一的神。所以你看啊，这是从人的眼光看。
And so if you take a look at if you add up Christianity and Islam, because these all had their origin in Judaism, about 4 billion people out of the 7 billion in the world believe in the one God.
所以是不是世界的主流啊？宗教信仰的主，对吧？从人的眼光看啊。
And so from human eyes, now the belief in one God is the mainstream religion.
但是如果我们从神的眼光来看呢？
But if you look at it from God's perspective,
这儿讲到认识耶和华荣耀的知识将充满遍地。
It's for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord.
什么是耶和华？就是耶和华就是神啊，荣耀的知识。
And what is it what is the knowledge of the glory of the Lord?
Yes, 就是耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
It's the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
这是圣经最后告诉全人类，圣经告诉人类的，一再而再而三告诉人类的，全人类的福音。
And this is the news that the Bible repeats again and again for man.
这个福音今天已经传遍了全世界。
And this gospel today has been spread throughout the world.
我们都知道全世界有多少种语言，大家知道吗？
Do we know?
全世界人类有多少种语言？
Do we know how many languages there are in the world?
大概哈，包括已经灭亡的，大概是2700多700种语言。现在圣经被翻译成 2534，几乎所有的语言，除了一些不再被人用的语言以外，圣经被翻译成这么多种语言，2530种语言。
So there are about 2,700 languages in the world, including languages that are no longer being used. And the Bible has been translated into 2,530 of them.
Yes. 然后圣经的发行量啊和阅读量，在世界上你绝对找不到另外一本书能够给圣经相比。
And there's no other book in the world that can surpass the Bible in its circulation and readership.
如果你去 Google 一下，你会知道第二本书被阅读最多的是毛主席语录。
If you Google it, the second most read book is
Chairman Mao's some short
writing by Chairman Mao.
Not written by him. It's some short key verses whatever. Right. 但是那个也就是中国大陆十亿多人在读啊，我不知道有没有十亿那个时候，但是全世界四十亿人。超过四十亿人在读圣经，你相信吗？能比吗
？And so, can you compare to the 4 billion people who are reading the Bible?
Right, 40 million or more, right?
Four billion.
所以这第二个目的啊，这是以色列人被掳这件事情，竟然影响了整个人类的进程，神耶和华的福音遍满了洋海陆地。还有第三个目的。
And so that is the second purpose that the experience of the Israelites affected the entire world. And there's a third purpose.
第一个是我们再重复一下，大家很重要。第一个目的是要为义人因信得生，所有的人只要相信这位独一的神，都会得永生得荣耀。第二个目的就是耶和华的知识福音要传遍整个地极啊。第三个目的。就是第二十节，为耶和华在他圣殿中全地的人，都当在他面前肃静静默。
So let's review the previous purposes because it's very important. The first one is so that the righteous can live by faith because of the work of the Lord Jesus. All of us by faith can have eternal life. The second is so that the gospel could be spread throughout the entire world. And the third is from verse 20. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him.
我们都知道，借着以色列人被掳，建立了这个独一神的、独一真神的信仰。但是这句话呢，还是指着将来。我们从现在看将来的事情。
And so we know that the Israelites worship the one true God, but this verse is talking about the future, what will come.
因为今天世界上还有很多人很多国家的人，包括印度，包括我们中国在内，对吧？大多数人还根本不信神，对吧？这里讲的是全地的人，当然不是现在。
And so we know that today there are many nations, for example, India, that do not believe in the Lord. But this verse says that.All the earth, and so we know that this is referring to the future.
我们都知道，在圣经启示录里面记载一个，在世界末日之前，有一些寻道者，那些相信神的寻道者的祷告。
We know that in the book of Revelation, at the end of the time, there's prayers from by the martyrs.
Right, 是在启示录第六章。如果大家去看那个祷告，就给哈巴谷在这儿的祷告很相似。一开始那些祷告。
And so it's in Revelation chapter 6. And if we read that prayer, then you will be reminded of Habakkuk's prayer.
Right. 那时候那些寻道的，就是被杀的那些圣徒们啊，他们给神祷告说：“神啊，你们什么时候才给我们伸冤呢？这么多的罪恶，难道你不做吗？你不作为吗？”
And so the martyrs are those who have been killed for the Lord.Go ask the Lord, when will you avenge us, or when will you redress our grievances?
Right. 那个时候神说世界末日到了，神报仇的日子到了，伸冤报仇的日子到了。
And at that time, because it is the end of the world, the Lord says a time for vengeance and for redress has arrived.
整个世界都会面临到神最后的审判。
The entire earth will experience the judgment of the Lord.
这个世界作为一个精神的巴比伦会被毁灭。
This earth as new Babylon will be destroyed.
然后撒旦被审判，然后全世界不信的人都要下地狱。
And Satan will be judged, and all those who do not believe will go to hell.
剩下的人就全地的人都敬拜，在神的殿里边敬拜数目独一的神。
And the rest, all the people who remain, will worship the Lord in his temple.
直到永永远远。
For eternity.
我想这些目的我不知道先知哈巴谷在读到这些的时候他写下来的他真的能够了解这么多吗像我们今天因为我们这次回过头去看哈。
I do not know if the prophet Habakkuk understood all of these things as we understand them today when he was writing them.
但是有一件事情他很清楚，哦，义人只要是好人就会得救，对吧？第四节。
But one thing that comes across is that as long as you are righteous, you will be saved.
然后神要得荣耀，至少这个他应该是看明白的。
And that God will attain His glory. This he should have understood.
所以第三章哈巴谷书第三章就是一个好像哈巴谷的祷告，其实是哈巴谷的一个赞美。
And chapter 3 reads as Habakkuk's prayer is actually Habakkuk's praise.
Yes. 他好，我们来看一看，我们再来读一下几处的两处的圣经。好，我们来读最后一个地方哈，哈巴谷书第三章第二节。
Let's read two final passages in the scripture, starting from chapter 3, verse 2.
哈巴谷的祷告，耶和华呀，我听见你的名声就惧怕，耶和华呀，我求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。在这些年间显明出来，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念。
This is Habakkuk's prayer. Lord, I have heard the report about you and I fear. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember mercy.
我们再看最后的两节圣经，第十八节、十九节前半部分。
And let's take a look at the last two verses in 18 and 19.
然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will exult in the Lord, I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚步快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。最后一句。
The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinds feet, and makes me walk on my high places.
啊、这个地方是哈巴谷的祷告，其实可以分成两个地方、啊、第一个地方就是刚才我们读的第二节。
And so Habakkuk's prayer can actually be split to two portions. The first portion is what we read in verse 2.
那第二节他特别是讲到后面，在发怒，因神要审判了嘛，在发怒的时候以怜悯为念，他求神。
And he says specifically in the latter part, in wrath, because God was about to judge, so in wrath, remember mercy.
我们都知道神的审判一旦临到地上，无论是当时的犹大人也好，还是今天在最后的末世临到世界也好，是非常真实非常严厉的。我们不能说神哇，还有在那个时候还有怜悯，那个时候一旦审判临到的时候没有了。
We know that once God's judgment comes, whether it was back then for Judah or today, coming for today's world, once judgment comes, it is very fierce and unrelenting. There's no mercy.
但是在审判之前，哪怕是最后一刻啊，按照哈巴谷这个祷告，神其实还有怜悯。
But before final judgment comes, in that last moment before judgment, as Habakkuk prays here, there is mercy.
哈巴谷在这个地方乃是指的不是他自己，因为他自己不会在审判的里面，他是指那些将要面临审判的人，求神对他们有怜悯。
And so Habakkuk isn't pointing to or referring to himself because he will not be going through the judgment, but he is asking this for those in the future who will be going for, through judgment.
我们知道在犹大当时面临的那个审判，巴比伦来灭他们的时候，直到最后神还借着一个先知，他的名字叫耶利米。
And we know that in the last days, as Judah was about to be destroyed by Babylon, God sent a prophet named Jeremiah.
来告诉当时的君王西底家，然后告诉当时的以色列百姓，告诉他们你们要出城去投降巴比伦王，不要抵抗。
Jeremiah said to the king Zedekiah at the time and the people, you need to go out of the walls and surrender to the Babylonians, yeah, not fight against them.
接受神对你们的审判。
Accept the judgment that God has delivered upon you.
但是先知耶利米被他们完全拒绝先知耶利米，甚至把耶利米给置于差不多要置于死地，把他吊在个井里边，陷在那个地牢的泥里面。
But the king and the people rejected Jeremiah's warning. Instead, they almost killed him. They dropped him in a well.
Right. 你知道，在世界，我们这个世界的末日的时候，圣经这样预言。
You know that before the end of times for our world, the Bible prophesies.
在神大审判即将要面临这个地上最后一刻的时候。
In the last moment before God judges this world,
神还差派了两个见证人，两个先知，在耶路撒冷，今天的耶路撒冷传福音。
God will send two witnesses, two prophets, to Jerusalem.
Yeah,
to share the gospel.
你知道吗？全地的人怎么对待他们？最后把他们两个给杀了。
Do you know how the entire world will react to them? In the end, they will kill them.
然后圣经告诉我们，全世界人都在欢呼庆祝这两个人被杀。
And the Bible tells us that the entire world will celebrate the death of these two prophets, witnesses.
但是圣经告诉我们，今天我们还怜悯恩典和救恩还在地上。
But the Bible tells us that today there is still grace and mercy and love on this earth.
所以圣经说，在悦纳的时候，我应允你所有的人；那么在拯救的日子，我搭救你。现在，对各位在座还在寻求的，就是拯救，就是悦纳的日子。
So that's what the Bible says, that at the acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time, and behold, now is the day of salvation.
那么我们来看最后的两节，他的祷告的最后的十八、十九节。这个时候，先知哈巴谷的祷告就不是对那些还在审判中的人，是对他自己或者对已经得着救恩的人。
And we look and now go to the last two verses of Habakkuk. And this part of his prayer is no longer towards the people who will be undergoing judgment, but instead it's turning to himself and those who have been saved.
或者正在得到救恩的，我们今天决志的，我们都是包括在内。你们已经得到主耶稣基督的救恩，对这些人，那我们该怎么做？
And this also includes those of us today who have received salvation, who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为审判还是会降临呢，对吧？无论是在哈巴谷的年代，还是我们这个年代，这个杀戮的事情一定会发生，而且是从神直接过来，对吧？
Because we will still experience the judgment, whether it was during Habakkuk time or now.
其实我们今天应该能够感觉得到，啊，今天地上的万事万物这个变化非常快，对不对？物联网以后，手机以后，我们看到这个变化非常非常演变得非常快。
And we can all sense this kind of feeling, because things are changing, constantly changing on this earth.
Right. 我们圣经告诉我们，最后的人类哈，就包括我们现在在内，正在这个末路上狂奔啊，在恶贯满盈的路上狂奔。
And so the Bible tells us that today we are all rushing towards the fullness of measure of evil.
Yes, exactly. 那么我们会越来越多的看见是非颠倒的事。现在很多事情我们都不知道什么叫正义，对不对？包括俄乌战争也好，包括中国和美国之间的战争，你能告诉人有人敢说什么是正义，什么是邪恶吗？对吧？
And so,
是非颠倒、迷惑人的事会越来越多，没有人知道什么是对，什么是错。
And so more and more we'll see things be turned upside down, that we don't know right and wrong, or everything will be confusing. For example, the ideologies of China and America, the wars, we'll see more and more things we cannot tell what is right and wrong.
Exactly. 那么我们都知道世界上的人怎么办，对吧？在这样的情况，世界上的人是怎么应对的，他这么想的。
And so how will the world react to such a situation? What will they think?
我最近看到一个微信上，我有的微信群还有的还在啊，看到一个视频。
And so recently I saw on Weibo a video.
这个视频说，反正我们再过五十年，我们死了以后五十年，没有人再知道我们了。五十年就再也没有人知道你。一百年以后，你就等于好像还没有，你就根本就没来到世上。世界上的人，但我是指平头百姓，不是指那些在上当权的。
And so in this video, they said that after you die, in about 50 years, no one will remember who you are. In 100 years, it will be as if you never existed.
Right, exactly. So, 既然都这样，咱们就活在当下吧，就活在现在这个时刻。
And so, therefore, let's just live in the moment.
就是 be happy, try to be happy. 就尽量的使自己能够快活一点点。
And try to be happy in the moment.
所以你知道，其实我们中国人非常崇拜的一个哲学家叫鲁迅。鲁迅。
And so, you know, there is a very revered philosopher.
Yeah, philosopher.
Or an author, Lu Xun.
Lu Xun.
Lu Xun.
I don't know English. 那他说过一句话，但那个时候啊，三十年代，我不知道他的年代，就说过一句话。他说：“我明知前面是坟墓。”
And so he said he had a very famous quote during his era. He says, clearly before me is a tomb.
但是我还努力地往前去。
But I will persist in walking forward.
因为我这个努力的过程就是一个很悲壮、很壮烈，就感觉就很好嘛，对吧？很壮烈的过程就够了。
And because in my persistence, I can feel strong and overcoming.
但是在这儿，先知给我们看见他的应对的方式。当我们眼前满面到处都是罪恶的时候，我们的应该应对的方式是什么？
But here the prophet tells us when we are faced with this, this chaotic world, what is our reaction?
如果你去看前面的几节圣经，就是灾难已经降临，马上就要降临了。然而，他说，然而，我，要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
So in the couple previous verses, you know that judgment is imminent. And then he said, yet I will exult in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation.
你知道他很欢心很喜乐，原因是他站在救恩的根基上，他不会死的，不会前面不是坟墓，前面是荣耀，是永生。
And you know that he is exulting and he is rejoicing because he is standing on the solid rock. Before him is not the tomb, but eternal life and glory.
然后耶和华因着这个救恩的缘故，我就有力量了。他使我的脚步快如鹿啊，母鹿的蹄。
And he says, the Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinds' feet.
然后使我稳行在高处。
And makes me walk on my high places.
但是这稍微解释一下，稍微最后一点点哈，这个。母鹿的蹄大家一定好奇什么意思，而且圣经不是这个地方讲，三个地方都在讲使我快如母鹿的蹄，对吧？
And so let me explain this last portion in a little bit. And so what does this mean that God is my strength? He's made my feet like hinds feet.
Right. 鹿在逃避灾难的时候，或者前面或者看到有草地有水，或者说 有那个 predator 来，就是一灾难来的时候，鹿跑得非常快的。
And so, you know that deer, whether they are going towards a water, a grass, or running from a catastrophe behind them, they can run very, very fast.
它的速度呢，不像什么 leopard 就是那些豹啊，速度那么快。那些可以达到100公里，我们人跑不了的。但是鹿最高的速度和人最高的速度是一样的，就是最快的速度，人能够跑到最快速度和鹿是一样的，40公里每小时，还是统计的。
And so it's not like a leopard who can run about 100 miles per hour.
No,
yeah. 100 kilometers?
Right.
Per hour at its fastest. Humans and deer can run at their maximum speed is actually the same. It's 40 miles an hour.
所以我们是可以达到的。所以就是母鹿的脚，当它最高的速度的时候，我们就可以逃避罪恶，逃避苦难，对吧？
So it is something that is attainable for us, that if we want to run, we can escape from disaster behind us.
最后我们看高处。高处是什么意思？
Now lastly, look at high places. What is high places?
高处，你在高山上你就能够看到上帝的所谓的就上帝的视角。你这个时候不再是眼光在地上，是看到地上的东西，看到中国的立场、美国的立场、台湾的立场、俄国的立场、乌克兰的立场，不是那些人的好像看的立场，而是从神的眼光看万事的变化。
And so when you're in a high place, you can see from a higher perspective, and you're not focused on whether it is American or Chinese or Taiwanese or Ukrainian or Russian perspective, but you're looking from above, from God's perspective.
我最后跟大家讲一个故事，在很多年前我听到的。
And lastly, I want to tell a story that I heard a long time ago.
就说有一个猎人他打猎的人他养了很多鸡，他同时呢，他养了一只小的鹰。他大概是从阴线里边捡的，或者说找了一个小鹰，和他的鸡一起养。
So there was a hunter who was raising chickens, and among the chickens there was also an eagle's egg that he had found elsewhere.
那就 raise up 就是把 raise up 就把他的鸡给，你知道这个鹰慢慢的长大了，它毕竟不是鸡嘛，但是呢猎人喂他们都是一样的，所以这个鹰和这鸡一起一直在抢地上猎人给他们的食物。
And so eagle was raised like the chicken, and the hunter would give him all the same food, and they would fight for all the same things.
但是鹰因为越长越大，它厉害啊，所以它当然大部分时候它一定能够抢过那些在地上的鸡的。
And so, but of course, the eagle is bigger, so many times it would overcome and win against the chickens.
你知道我们家也养鸡哈，我们家后院我们室内养鸡，我们常常害怕那些个动物那些 skunk 那些个。怕什么？来把人鸡就吃了。要是有一只鹰的话，那肯定不敢来。那鹰多厉害，对吧
？And so, my home in our backyard, we raise chickens, and our greatest fear is that some animal like skunks or possums would come off, take off with one of the chickens.
Yeah,
if it was an eagle, we wouldn't be afraid of that.
Right. 当然，这个鸡就跟这个鹰就跟鸡一样的，反正活在地上，他所看到的就是鸡的生活。
And so this eagle was raised in the same way as the chickens, and so all he saw was the life of the chicken.
直到有一天，这个猎人把这个鹰带到高山上。
Until one day when the hunter brought the eagle high up on the mountain.
然后让这个鹰举起来，让他看到，从高山上往地上一看，然后再看看蔚蓝的天空。
And so the hunter brought the eagle to see from the higher perspective the ground below him and also the heaven above.
他一下就飞起来了。
And immediately the eagle flew.
他发现了他的生命原来不属于鸡在地上的生命，他的生命是在天上的。
And he immediately realized that his life wasn't on the ground as a chicken, but it is in the air as an eagle.
昨天我们在一群的弟兄姊妹，我们在一起分享，讲到当我们有了神的视角，神的那个威严，我们眼睛开启，里面的眼睛开启。
And so brothers and sisters were discussing that once we have this heavenly vision, our eyes are open to the heavenly vision.
我们的里面人的眼睛开启以后，我们就能够看到一个神的那个意象。神的那个 vision.
And once our inner eyes are opened, we can see the godly vision.
无论是看到地上，我们从神的眼睛看，还是看到天上，啊，这个时候你知道主耶稣用一句话来形容。
Whether it's from we're looking at the ground from God's perspective, or we're looking up into heaven, the Bible has a saying.
或者我们主 Lord Jesus.
Oh, our Lord has a saying.
在马太福音第六章，他说，当人的眼睛越来越明亮的时候。我们整个人都发光了。
Well, Jesus said in Matthew that as our eyes are opened, then the entire body will light up.
这是圣经告诉我们，当以色列人放在高处，让世界人看到做见证。今天我们也同样，我们当有神的眼光来看地上万事万物的演变的时候，我们知道我们不会再被周围发生的事情所困扰。
And so, same as when the Israelites were brought up into the higher places, we, when we are up high, looking down, from God's perspective down at what is happening, we know that we won't be constrained by what is happening.
我们眼睛已经看到天上将来要发生的事情。
Our eyes have looked to heaven and can see what will happen in the future.
那是荣耀的，那是永生。
And that is glory, and that is eternal life.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们在天上的父，我们的创造者、主宰者。
Our heavenly Father, Creator and Ruler of the world.
我们感谢你，因为你亲自要来开启我们每个人的眼睛。
We thank you because you want to personally come and open our eyes.
你要把我们带到高处。
And you want to bring us to the higher place.
能够看见，当这个世界万事万物都在渐渐的衰退的时候。
And so that we can see that as everything in this world has come to an end,
你的荣耀将显现在全地。
Your glory will be manifested throughout.
我们也能够一同进到荣耀里。
And we can together with you also enter into.
主啊，求你保守所有今天还在寻找真理的人，信仰的人。
Lord, would you keep all of those who today are still looking for the truth?
开启他们的眼睛。
Would you open their eyes?
能够看见你的荣耀
so that they can see your glory.
能够看见我们的主耶稣基督为他在2000年前就已经完成的救恩
and so that they can see the salvation that's accomplished by our Lord Jesus for them 2000 years ago.
也能看见将来要临到我们这些愿意相信他的人
and so
the 荣耀
they can see that the glory that will come upon us who believe.
主啊，但愿你能怜悯我们所有的人
Lord, would you have mercy on all.
主，你看为好，真的把我们放置在高处。
That you would truly place us in that higher place.
我们谢谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We thank you and pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.